Good morning, everyone. Thank you, Mark, for the introduction. I wonder if any of you know whose birthday it is today. Well, it would have been his birthday if this person hadn't died in 1804, and his name was Alexander Hamilton, the American founding father whose name has become well known recently among fans of musical theatre, due to the hip-hop rap musical Hamilton, which has become a huge success both in the US and here in the UK. Back when they released tickets for the London shows for the first wave of those, I and many others sat next to my laptop constantly refreshing the page, making sure I got tickets to see it before they all sold out. I got them, and I went with my cousins, all of us having listened to the soundtrack so many times, we basically memorised all the lyrics, and we absolutely loved it. It's a really fantastic musical, I highly recommend going if you get the chance. And among many other themes and nuances, one of the things that Hamilton is about is being remembered. One of the songs says, "Let me tell you what I wish I'd known when I was young and dreamed of glory. You have no control who lives, who dies, who tells your story." And in another song, Aaron Burr, one of the main characters, says, "Death doesn't discriminate between the sinners and the saints. It takes, and it takes, and it takes." It's a sobering thought, but it's true. We're not going to be here forever. And we don't know if anyone will tell our story when we're gone. Aaron Burr responds to this realisation by striving to make a name for himself, wanting to be in the room where it happens, as he puts it, saying, "I am the one thing in life I can control." And he will wait for the success that is coming for him. I wonder if you want to be remembered. Do you want people to tell your story? Are you not going to throw away your shot? Well, there's someone in the Bible who's completely the opposite. John the Baptist came to prepare the way for Jesus. He didn't want to be remembered, even though we do actually remember him, but he cared more about what people thought of Jesus. When speaking of Jesus, John said, "He must become greater, and I must become less." What an amazing contrast that is to people like Hamilton and Aaron Burr. And if John cares so much about Jesus being remembered, maybe it's worth finding out why, finding out who Jesus was, why John thought he was so great that he didn't care about himself being remembered, only Jesus instead. Thank you for listening. Have a great day.